Welcome to Afterglow. I'm your host, David Brent Johnson. At the height of the swing era, many big bands included small singing ensembles in their performances and recordings. Groups such as Tommy Dorsey's Pied Pipers and The Sentimentalist, Glenn Miller's Modern Airs and Crew Chiefs, Harry James's Skylarks, and Woody Herman's Blue Flames. We'll hear all of those groups and more in the next hour. It's Big Band Vocal Groups, coming up next on Afterglow.
Branches speak to me of love.
Pale moon
is casting shadows from above.
Poinsettia.
Somehow I feel the jungle heat.
Within me
there grows a rhythmic savage beat.
Love is everywhere, it's magic, perfume fills the air.
To and fro you sway, my heart's in time, I've learned to care.
I've learned to care.
Poinsettia, from now until the dawning day.
I learned to love forever, come what may.
Blow, tropic wind, sing a song through the trees. Trees sigh to me. Soon my love
song through the tree side of me, so my love I would see. Point Sienna.
The Crew Chiefs, the vocal ensemble of Glenn Miller's Army Air Force Orchestra in 1944 doing Point Sienna, with Johnny Desmond taking the lead singer honors. That comes from the collection of Miller AAF recordings called The Secret Broadcast. David Bren Johnson here with you on Afterglow, and this time around on the program I'm featuring the vocal groups that performed with some of the most popular big bands of the 1930s and 40s, often featured by themselves or backing a prominent lead singer such as Frank Sinatra or Johnny Desmond. The concept had emerged as early as the late 1920s with Paul Whiteman, who carried within his gigantic orchestra a trio of singers known as the Rhythm Boys that included a young Bing Crosby. In the early 1930s, bandleader Jimmy Lunsford and his arranger Cy Oliver incorporated a similar approach with the Lunsford Trio, which sang on one of the band's biggest hits. We'll start off the show with recordings from both groups. Here's Paul Whiteman with the Rhythm Boys doing Changes on Afterglow.
Listen, I forgot, since he was a tot, he's been the talk of Dixieland. Thank you.
Jimmy Lunsford and the Lunsford Trio doing My Blue Heaven, and Paul Whiteman's orchestra before that featuring cornetist Bix Beiderbecke and a young Bing Crosby as part of the Rhythm Boys singing Changes in 1928. In the late 1930s and early 1940s, trombonist Tommy Dorsey led one of the most popular big bands around, featuring up-and-coming stars such as drummer Buddy Rich and singer Frank Sinatra, and an instrumental band within the band, the Clambake Seven. In 1940, he augmented his orchestra by hiring half of a vocal ensemble, the Pied Pipers, that had hit hard times. Joe Stafford, who'd go on to become one of the biggest vocal stars of the 1940s, was one of the four Pipers that Dorsey hired. The Pied Pipers would eventually leave the band after one of their members suffered the terminating effect of a famous Dorsey tantrum, and Dorsey would replace them in 1944 with a four-sister group called the Sentimentalists. We'll hear the Pipers with Dorsey first, then the Sentimentalist. Tommy Dorsey introduces the singers and the song on Afterglow.
One of the sweetest songs that we've ever played is Hoagy Carmichael's Stardust. Oh. It brought him fame and fortune just as your song might for you. Tonight, Frank Sinatra and the Pipers sing our brand new recording version of this all-time American favorite. Folks, it's Stardust time.
Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely nights dreaming of a song. The melody haunts my reverie, and I am once again with you. When our love was new, and each kiss an inspiration.
Oh, but that was long ago, and now my consolation is in the stardust of a song.
And beside a garden wall, when the stars were bright,
you were in my arms. The nightingale, he told a fairy tale of paradise where roses grew. Though I dream in vain, in my heart it always will remain. My stardust melody,
the memory of love's refrain.
Dream in vain, in my heart it always will remain. My stardust melody,
the memory of love's refrain.
The memory
of love's
Tommy Dorsey and the Sentimentalists in 1944, doing On the Sunny Side of the Street. Dorsey in 1940, before that with Frank Sinatra, and the Sentimentalist predecessors, the Pied Pipers, performing Stardust. Well, if there was a band that could rival Tommy Dorsey's popularity in the late 1930s and early 1940s, and perhaps even surpass it, it was Glenn Miller's. Miller had proven himself as a capable sideman trombonist and arranger, but failed in his first attempts to lead an orchestra before finally rocketing to stardom on the strength of hits such as In the Mood and Moonlight Serenade. In 1941, he emulated Tommy Dorsey and expanded his orchestra by hiring the Modern Airs, a vocal group that had worked with Ozzie Nelson's band and with Jack Teagarden. The Modern Airs added a jubilant touch to songs such as I've Got a Gal in Kalamazoo and Chattanooga Choo Choo. In 1942, Miller disbanded his civilian orchestra and joined the military. The massive band he assembled there, which came to be known as the Army Air Force Band, included another vocal group, aptly named the Crew Chiefs. We'll hear them right after Glenn Miller and the Modern Airs doing Jukebox Saturday Night on Afterglow.
Mopping up soda pop rickies to our heart's delight.
Dancing to swingaroo quickies, jukebox Saturday night.
Goodman and Kaiser and Miller help to make things bright.
Mixing hot licks with vanilla, jukebox Saturday night. They put nothing past us,
me and Honey Lamb.
Making one coke last us
till it's time to scram.
Money we really don't need that.
We make out all right.
Let the other guy feed that jukebox Saturday night.
After sipping a soda, we got a scheme. Somebody else plays the record machine. It's so easy to say pet names when you listen to the trumpet of Harry James.
Good night, wherever you are.
May your dreams be pleasant dreams wherever you are.
If only one little wish that I wish comes true, I know that the angels will watch over you.
Watch over you, dear. Good night.
me, and I'll dream of you. Good night.
Wherever you are,
the Crew Chiefs with Johnny Desmond and Glenn Miller's Army Air Force Band doing Good Night Wherever You Are. And before that, the Modern Airs with Miller's Civilian Orchestra singing Jukebox Saturday Night. I'll have more of the big band vocal groups in just a few moments. Production support for Afterglow comes from Stumpner's Building Service, family owned and operated since 1982. Trained technicians offering solar electric assessments and installations in Monroe County. StumpnersBuildingServices.com. And from Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, now with two locations, at the corner of Kirkwood and Grant and the corner of 3rd and Jordan, serving fair trade organic coffees, handcrafted espresso drinks, and all fruit smoothies. Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar at iHeartSoma.com. You can listen to previous Afterglow programs and view playlists on our website at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. I'm David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Afterglow. Featuring the group within a group vocal ensembles of the big bands in this edition of Afterglow, close vocal harmony groups were common in the landscape of 1930s and 40s popular music, and many of the groups featured with the big bands had started out as standalone singing acts that were then heard by popular bandleaders and absorbed into larger orchestras. And a number of singers who later made names as solo acts, Joe Stafford, Chris Connor, and Johnny Desmond among them, began as members of these small singing groups. Blossom Dearie was one such vocalist, doing a stint with Woody Herman's Blue Flames, which later became the Blue Moods. As jazz scholar Lauren Schoenberg notes, the Blue Flames and Blue Moods weren't always in tune, but they served Herman's desired function of occasionally offering a vocal change-up on the modernistic sound of his mid-1940s big band. Here's Woody Herman with the Blue Moods doing Stars Fell on Alabama on Afterglow.
We lived our little drama. We kissed in a field of white. And stars fell on Alabama. Last night. Ooh. I can't forget the glamour and your eyes held up tender light while stars fell on Alabama last night.
Never planned in my imagination a situation so heavenly, a fairyland where no one else could enter, and in the center just you and me, dear.
Last night. last night.
Uncle Remus.
Tell us how the animals got that way.
The leopard's pappy got the gout from eating too much speckled trout. His mammy dreamed of polka dots. That's how the leopard got his spots.
That's what Uncle Remus said. That's what Uncle Remus said. From speckled trout and polka dots.
That's how the leopard got his spots. Brother Turtle and Brother Hare, they ran a race and I was there. The hare dropped in at Barney's place. That's how the turtle won the race.
That's what Uncle Remus said. That's what Uncle Remus said. The hare dropped in at Barney's place, and that's how the turtle won the race.
Piggy saw his monkey friend a swinging from the other end. He tried the same thing on a rail. That's why the pig's got a curly tail.
That's what Uncle Remus said. That's what Uncle Remus said. He tried the same thing on a rail. That's why he's got a curly tail. Ooh.
The wolf employs a clever trick. He whistles when he sees a chick. The chick conceals her curly locks. That's why she wears a silver fox. That's what Uncle Remus said.
Woody Herman and his vocal group, the Blue Moods, doing Uncle Remus Said, and before that, Stars Fell on Alabama, both from the complete Columbia recordings of Woody Herman, 1945 through 1947. Even as big bands found themselves downsizing or folding in the years immediately following the end of World War II, some successful band leaders forged ahead with the now well-established concept of small singing groups within the orchestra. Two such bands, those of Harry James and Claude Thornhills, featured the Skylarks and the Snowflakes, respectively. Here's Harry James with the Skylarks doing Down by the Station on Afterglow.
Gonna go for a ride. chewing on the candy, everything is dandy. Chug, chug, off we go.
Now this is for the people who never rode a train, whether in California or even up in Maine.
Makes no difference if you're 202.
You'll get a treat when you order a seat on the old choo-choo. Get ready to board the local cars, we're taking a ride. Grab a cup of coffee while I wait for the train. Change another quarter, cause I gotta pay the porter. Chug, chug, off we go.
Station early in the morning.
See the little pepper bellies early in the morning. See the little pepper bellies early in the morning. See the little pepper bellies early in the morning. See the little pepper bellies early in the morning. See the little pepper bellies early in the morning. See the little pepper bellies early in the morning. See the little pepper bellies early in the morning. See the little pepper bellies early in the morning.
Chug, chug.
Claude Thornhill and the Snowflakes doing I Don't Know Why, and Rodgers and Hart's There's a Small Hotel, both of those arranged by none other than Gil Evans, who helped create the Thornhill-inspired Birth of the Cool sound, and who went on to arrange several masterpieces for trumpeter Miles Davis in the late 1950s. Those recordings from the Thornhill CD, 1948 transcription performances. Harry James and the Skylarks before that with Down by the Station from the CD Big John Special 49. Another band leader who decided to add a vocal group to his orchestra in the aftermath of World War II was big band progressive maestro Stan Kenton. Kenton's Pastels were coached by Dave Lambert, who would go on to become a part of the famous vocalese trio Lambert, Hendricks, and Ross. And most of their arrangements were crafted by Kenton's chart lieutenant, Pete Rugolo. As writer Will Friedwald notes, the Pastels sound just like an extension of the Kenton Orchestra, a foretaste of the Four Freshmen, who based their style on the Kenton trombone section. Here's Stan Kenton and the Pastels with After You on Afterglow.
ashore. The Angelus rang out upon the sea. I saw her kneel and say a prayer for me. And winter's gone, and spring comes on, I'll meet her by the river St. Marie. Yahoo, bing, bang.
Stan Kenton and the Pastels doing By the River St. Marie and After You before that, both recorded in 1947, from the complete Capitol studio recordings of Stan Kenton, 1943 through 47. Before bringing the Pastels on board, Stan Kenton had nearly hired an up-and-coming singers group called the Meltones, the name derived from the leader, Mel Torme. The Meltones had spent much of 1946 recording with another big-name band leader, Artie Shaw. And I'll close out this edition of Afterglow with two sides featuring Shaw and the Meltones. Shaw employed the Meltones as a section of the orchestra, and decades later invoked Paul Whiteman's Rhythm Boys, which started off our program, as a point of reference for what he wanted to do. Here's Artie Shaw with Mel Torme and the Meltones doing I Got the Sun in the Morning on Afterglow.
I'm a lucky man.
I got the sun in the morning and the moon at night. Well, all right. Got no mansion, got no yacht.
Still I'm happy with what I've got.
I got the sun in the morning and the moon at night. Sunshine
makes it a lovely day. Me the Milky Way.
Hey, no checkbooks, no banks.
I want to express my thanks.
I got the sun in the morning and the moon at night. And with the sun in the morning and the moon in the evening, hey, I'm all
thank you.
With Artie Shaw and the Meltones doing What Is This Thing Called Love, and I Got the Sun in the Morning. Thanks for tuning in this edition of Afterglow. Production support for Afterglow comes from Stumptner's Building Service, family-owned and operated since 1982. Trained technicians offering solar electric assessments and installations in Monroe County. StumptnersBuildingServices.com. And from Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, now with two locations at the corner of Kirkwood and Grant and the corner of 3rd and Jordan, serving fair trade organic coffees, handcrafted espresso drinks, and all-fruit smoothies. Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar at iHeartSoma.com. You can listen to previous Afterglow programs and view playlists on our website at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. Our engineer is Michael Paskesh, and I'm David Brent Johnson, inviting you to join me again next week for a standard mix of jazz, ballads, and American popular song on Afterglow.
Dancing in the dark till the tune ends. We're dancing in the dark and it soon ends. We're waltzing in the wonder of why we're here. Time hurries by, we're here and gone. Looking for the light of a new